I closed my eyes and took a deep breath of air. Drover, listen carefully. You wrote a report that said nothing about tracks or a hole in the garden. I read it 5 times. I know what I'm talking about. For the last time, did you find tracks and a hole? He nodded. Yeah, I was shocked. I knew you'd want to know. I turned away from the little lunatic. You knew I'd want to know, so you wrote a report that said nothing about it. I guess I forgot. I guess you did. Well, never mind, Drover. Let's try to put this behind us. The milk has already been spilled under the bridge. No, it was in the garden. Somebody dug a hole in Sally Mae's garden, and I didn't see the bridge. I stared at him in disbelief. What? Somebody dug a hole? You found a hole in Sally Mae's garden? He grinned and nodded. Sure did. Are you proud of me? Drover, do you have any idea how serious this is? Do you know who or whom will be blamed for this? You found evidence of a serious crime, yet in your report... I paced a few steps away from him and looked up at the stars. For a long moment, I tried to unscramble my thought processes. Drover, may I ask you a personal question?
Oh, sure. Ask me anything. I love to talk at night.
How long have you been like this? I mean, were you odd as a child? Please be honest.
Well, let me think here.
He wadded up his mouth and squinted one eye.
Nope, I was just a normal, happy little dog. And Rupert was my best friend.
You had a friend named Rupert?
Oh, yeah. He was my pet Bone. We went everywhere together.
My eyes rolled up inside my head. Never mind, Drover. I can't stand any more of this.
Good old Rupe. I haven't thought about him in years.
Drover, please shut up and listen. We have reason to suspect that someone or something has been digging holes in Sally Mae's garden. As you know, that's a very serious offense.
Yeah, because the fence is made of hog wire.
On the count of three, we will end this ridiculous conversation about your pet Bone and march in formation down to the garden. There, we will conduct a thorough investigation. I would be grateful if you never spoke to me again.
Gosh, thanks.
You're welcome. Let's get out of here. Somehow, just in the nickering of time, I managed to pull myself out of the swamp of Drover's... whatever. I don't even have a word for it. Sometimes when I talk to the little mutt, I get the feeling... never mind.